Chronicles, Season 3, Episode 19, Nightmare Falaro.
Melanie, would you bring me some of those sweet meats, please?
Yes, of course, Mr. Stank. Would you like the chilies as well?
Yes, Melanie, of course. Thank you.
Chilies, Stank?
The heat helps me think.
Ah.
Now, let me have a look in the humidor. I need a good cigar. I think I'd David off today. What will you have, Sherbert?
If it's all right, Stank, old fella, I would really like a Monte Cristo number 2. They are really very fine.
Yes, you have good taste, Frank. It's one of your more redeeming features. Have you tried the Romeo y Julieta? I'm starting to warm to it.
Churchill's favourite cigar. How befitting a great leader.
Flattery is a crude weapon, Frank. Don't overplay your hand. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. So explain to me again, Frank, why we managed to lose the whole mine to what was, according to my sources, just a bunch of kids from the Ben Cubbin in New London.
Well, they weren't exactly just a bunch of kids, Malau. They presented a very highly trained, surprisingly well-equipped, small mercenary regiment.
Damn it, I don't want excuses, Frank. You were the one who recommended the Friedlanders. They turned out to be useless. So much for Germanic efficiency. Did you know, Frank, that girl knows 20 ways of killing a man with her small hands?
What? You mean Melanie?
Yes, Melanie. She is deadly. Several poor performers have discovered her special skills.
Oh, it's hard to believe.
Believe it? Now, tell me about those Friedlanders.
Yes, I must admit, they were very disappointing. Annoyingly, the colonel was quite dismissive when I said they should expect not to get paid. He threatened me. Waved the contract at me, he did.
Oh, did he now? Well, we will sort him out. That fat Germanic hurenson, he needs a lesson in humility.
Oh, really, Stank? Calm down. Are they worth the trouble?
Are they worth the trouble? Do you know how much they cost me? Then there is the matter of face. Of course they are worth the trouble. Don't be such a pussy. Did we settle any of their invoices?
No, I was holding out on the first payment. I froze the two outstanding payments as soon as it looked like they were going to capitulate. So at least that's some consolation.
Yes, I suppose that is. Look, Frank, this is so much more than finance and mines. It's now personal, reputational. I have to react. I need to neutralize this nest of vipers in the Ben Cubbin and perhaps stick a knife into the Friedlanders at the same time. Who do we have locally?
Vad Gamma, the bastard Russian bear. He said that the outfit that beat the Friedlanders was called the RCBS, based in the Ben Cubbin.
Oh my God, that idiot. Well, I don't think I can expect too much from him. No, I think we cast our eyes upon the bigger picture. We need to set in train a series of events. Events which will rain down like a hammer blow on New London and those bloody annoying mercenary regiments. We can then use the situation to empower our local operatives to take advantage. Russian bear or no Russian bear.
One step removed, Malau?
Yes. You know how it is that I like to operate. After all, why should we do our own dirty work when we can get others to do it for us? This mob of children, is it legal?
Well, yes, but barely. Run out of a very dodgy location, I believe.
So do you think we could get the local authorities to make life difficult for them?
Probably. Almost certainly.
Ah, let me think. Sweetmeat, Frank?
Ah, yes, thank you.
Whiskey?
Single malt, please. Glenmorangie. Do you have the door knock?
Good choice. On the rocks?
Yes, please.
Now, where is it? The trouble with having a very large collection is finding the correct bottle. Ah, here it is.
So, you were thinking of using proxies?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it would be really good to fire up the CIS, get them out to New London. They could clear out that rat's nest at some collateral damage to themselves. Neutralize two agencies at the same time.
Well, they're not known for their subtlety, are they?
No, they're not. Think. Broad brush, big stall. Mind you, it's going to be difficult to get them out there. Lots of consumables and requires a big budget. We need something to really poke the hornet's nest.
Well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No, sadly, nor can I. I think this is one to sleep on.
Yes. Well, if there's nothing else, should I be heading back to Mars?
Yes, I think so, Frank. Whatever this operation is going to be will take some planning and evolve over time. No need to rush. Revenge is a dish served cold, after all.
Well, you're certainly good at that. Look at the state of Mars.
Well, thank you, Frank. I appreciate that. Yes, it is a mess, but one from which we are profiting. Melanie, could you call Frank's transport, please? We're about to finish.
Yes, of course, Mr. Stank.
Well, we may have lost a mine, but one mine is not significant. We need to win the war, Frank. Remember that. So get back to Mars and keep the money rolling in. I'll call if I require assistance.
Very good, Malau. Very good.
So, some months later, and with essentially no connection with what we have just heard, a middle-aged man is hanging upside down on a rope in an industrial airlock. Now, hanging on a rope in space is a common thing, but this is inside a space habitat with spin gravity. This is not normal, and to be honest, downright nefarious. Well, why he got to be there, and why he's about to be cut down, well, it's a complicated piece of a jigsaw puzzle that involves a small, relatively insignificant watercolor painting. But it's a story that has more twists and turns than a tumbleweed in a sandstorm.
Sometimes, no matter how much you plan a caper, the fickle finger of fate inevitably points at you. This is one of the downsides of a life of crime. The other is you have to deal with people who, under normal circumstances, you would never meet and could be described as criminals. I'm starting to think that perhaps I might be getting too old for this lifestyle. Like most things that end up with you hanging upside down in a deserted section of a very large space habitat, it started with a really good idea.
Have you seen this little thing on the web?
Rudy, you know I don't have time for such distractions. I have a small business empire to run.
Well, you will definitely want to know about this.
Oh, yes, that is interesting. When is he getting out?
Well, I made some inquiries, discreetly, of course, and it's next week.
Ah, that's interesting. And so soon? I thought he had a couple more years.
Well, apparently his sentence has been commuted for good behaviour.
Milton, good behaviour? Unlikely. More likely he found a way to turn the parole board.
Well, he'll be a free man soon.
I did promise to meet him personally. And he has kept his trap shut, so we owe him. Could we get over there in the fast picket? Do we have time?
Yes, we can, but we'll need to be quick. The orbits are becoming less favourable by the day.
I suppose I should go. Are you okay to keep an eye on things for a couple of days?
Of course, no problem. How much money does he owe you?
A fair amount, but we do go back a very long way, so I'm good. It's not just money. He backed me when I was fighting the mob to gain the inn. So is Doyle available to fly the picket?
I'll have a word. I think off the top of my head she is back from the pirate base run. That place is proving useful. I've a team doing a complete survey of all the abandoned tunnels. There's a surprising amount of space and we keep finding more.
How are the doors?
Closed and bolted, and hopefully hiding our heat signature.
Very good. Okay, I will go and pack. So which door did you say he will come out of?
Well, the fellow I bribed said they always come out of gate B on Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
What's the local time?
Let me see. New London minus 4.5 hours. So he should be coming out very shortly. Like, now.
Oh, look, I can see the doors opening.
Oh, it's not that fella, is it? He must be at least 70.
No, Doyle, don't be daft. He looks like, well, an actor or a priest. Bearded, solid-looking, handsome in a fatherly way. Well, at least he was the last time I saw him. Prison can take its toll on a man.
Well, it's not her, then.
She looks tough. I wouldn't want to meet her on a dark night. It's not that one either. He doesn't walk like that. He's a proud man. Walks with his head up. Not broken down like that poor fellow.
Well, looks like that's it for today.
No, really? Have we got the correct date?
Well, according to the information provided by Rudy, this is the big day.
Dracamina. I do hope we haven't been on a wild goose chase. Well, we'll wait 5 minutes and then I suppose we better make a call to Rudy.
It's about the only thing we can do. It's not like we can walk up and demand to speak to him.
No. But it gives me an idea. We could perhaps bribe a guard and check what's happening.
I'm not going in those doors. They give me the creeps.
I guess it's going to have to be me then. Do me a favour, Doyle. Open these blessed doors of this cheap cab. I think the child lock is on.
Well, you didn't want to spend the credits. Although, I thought the champagne was a nice touch.
Oh. Excuse me, officer. Could I just have a moment of your time, please? I'm waiting for a prisoner, and I can't find him. Look, could you have a look at this photo?
Madam, please, you really shouldn't be here. Stand back, please. We want to close the doors. Let me see. Yes, he is familiar. Let me check the book. Yes, he was released 2 days ago. You have missed him, madam. Very sorry.
Ah, blasted. Oh, not you, sir. Sorry, I have come a long way. It's a big disappointment.
Sorry about that, ma'am. Nothing I can do. Oh, I have a contact address registered. It's in New London.
Let me guess. Is it called the Retrograde?
Why, yes it is. How did you know?
That's where I've just come from. Ghost, where is he?
Are you referring to Mr. Kobo?
Yes. Where is the conniving sneak?
Madam, are you by chance referring to me?
Kobo, I have chased around half the asteroid belt looking for you.
I feel the need for some prose. Oh, homecoming queen, why do you lie? When someone's mean, why do you hide? Hey, homecoming queen, are you all right? I'm doing fine, just dying inside. Did so good at hiding for most of your life.
Oh, Kobo, stop the prose. Come over here and give me a hug before I change my mind.
Of course, madam, of course.
So how are you?
Well, it was a nice holiday. I really quite enjoyed the rest. I played plenty of cards and enjoyed scamming most of the staff out of their pay. Some of them became quite good friends. I even let them win sometimes because they were kind to me. However, it did start to get repetitive. The long con juices are hard to stem and they are rising now, madam. I feel one is on the horizon.
Oh, do you now?
Madam, an artist needs to practice his art. Anyway, I need to pay you back. It's been bothering me, and the only way that's going to happen is with a con.
Well, I suppose there is no avoiding it. Ghost, set up a champagne. I need a drink before I hear this.
Of course, Miss Koshelek.
Miss Koshelek, how delightfully formal. Ah, a comfortable seat. Those governor benches are hard on the man's posterior.
What about the inmates?
Oh, I quickly neutralized that opportunity with a splash of cash stolen from a guard. After that, as I built up winnings, I had a complete security team on the payroll. We found that one of the guards had a predilection for women's underwear. Strangely, after that I moved to a better cell. Things became a lot more comfortable.
Sounds ghastly. So, drink this and forget about the whole unhappy experience.
Ah, thank you, Gander. Much appreciated.
So, come on. Let's hear it.
What?
You know.
Oh, you mean the caper, the con, the beautiful story. The place I was robbing was right on the beach. We moved a bit closer to be within reach. I spread out a blanket. This could be fun.
Milton!
Okay. I'm sorry that you don't appreciate a fine bit of prose. So this caper involves an artwork, a particular painting called Twin Stars by Louis Ricardo Falero.
I confess, I don't really know of him.
He's a Spanish painter, late 18th century.
I wouldn't have thought he would be that valuable.
Well, he is a middle-tier artist. What is of interest is that he is the favourite artist of a particular man. A man with whom you may have crossed swords.
That would be a long list, my friend.
Well, look at this auction catalogue record. What is of note is the particular sale registration.
Oh, that is interesting. What would that ghastly monkey of a man want with such a fine artwork? He is a thug for stank interests.
I venture that he is acting as an agent for the true buyer.
Oh, you mean Stank?
Yes, probably. It was Stank's man that messed up my last con. I want revenge, Gander.
So do I. But he is a dangerous adversary with almost limitless funding. However, anything to stick the knife into him in a devious manner will get my support. So, this painting. It's a romantic and erotic piece. Rather dark, though. Why would it be in New London?
I have no idea. It's very rare for fine artworks such as these to be off Earth. Look at the insurance value.
200,000 credits? Is that expensive?
Very. But as you say, it's off Earth. If a buyer wants an item, he will pay almost anything, whatever it takes. I know that Stank, or rather his sect...
Sect?
Yes, he is a magi in a dark circle. Black magic, devil-worshipping, possibly human-consuming, group of nutjobs. I have heard very disturbing rumours. There was this inmate, and Anyway, it was reported that their church had several phaleros hanging in the crypt.
Ah, I see. Someone wants to finish his collection.
Exactly, madam.
Hang on. You said he purchased it in the auction.
No, he failed in his bid. But it was the multitude of people who he was bidding against. That is of interest to us.
I don't get it. Why would multiple parties be interested in an obscure Spanish painting?
It shows who was in the market for the painting, and this man wants to buy the painting too.
What? Not Francis Calm, the dockyard butcher? He is as bad as Marco. They are both fucking psychopaths.
Yes, and this particular psycho is our target. We're going to sell him the painting.
Well, how can we sell what we don't have?
Oh, ye of little faith. It is true that we don't have the painting yet. Now, have a look at this very interesting article in the Asteroid Times.
Let me see. I need my glasses for these active paper rags. Okay, Twin Stars is a painting by Falero. It measures 41 by 22 centimeters and is brushed with watercolor with a base of off-white paper. It was stolen in the early hours of the morning. Authorities say the gang was clearly experienced and well informed.
Correct. So what is the significance of that?
Well, it means it was done by a professional gang and probably stolen to order.
Exactly. One, I have just come out of jail. Two, a painting almost immediately goes missing. And three, so we have an event which has created the opportunity to sell the painting to a buyer without going through the proper channels.
But it doesn't say from whom the painting was stolen. And like I said, we don't have the painting.
Correct. But do you remember Mad Hesse?
Oh, no. Not that crazy forger. She's difficult to deal with.
Yes, indeed. But I think I may be able to persuade her to make a copy for us.
I don't want to pay out a small fortune to her. Money's tight at the moment, Milton. Even tighter after the wild goose chase you led me on.
Relax. She used to have the hots for me. Apparently she finds my prose sexually stimulating.
Well, the last I heard, she swings both ways. So your dulcet tones may not be sufficient anymore, Milton.
So, Gander, let me get this straight. You want me to go with Mr. Kobo here to a female forger's studio as an additional inducement for her to paint a painting?
Yes, that's about it.
Are you out of your cotton-picking minds? Why me?
Well, she likes strong women. And we think your presence will aid in our ability to persuade her to do the job.
I don't think so.
No, Alex, don't be unreasonable.
Well, you're not the lure, being dangled out over the water.
No, true. But we owe Gander a lot of favors. Besides, how bad can it be?
I'm not sleeping with anyone.
No one expects you to sleep over. Maybe just act available and friendly.
I tell you what, any monies I recover from this caper will be subtracted from your loan. How's that?
It's very generous, Gander. Now, Alex, come on, it's just a house call. Look, I tell you what, I'll come with you.
Ah, skylarks singing in the wind. We couldn't do this without you. I think it might help the caper if Sharrow dresses down kind of manly, and Alex, if you could perhaps put on a dress and makeup?
A dress and some makeup? I'm not going in drag.
Look, you're being irrational. With your new young body, you look fab in a dress.
Can I do your makeup? I always wanted to make you pretty. I've been itching to do it ever since I met you.
Sophie, you're not helping.
Do you really want to upset me? And Sophie and Gander?
Well, no, not at all. That sounds like a particularly painful combination. But you're all ganging up on me.
Sister, you have no idea. I think I have a dress that will suit this occasion perfectly.
Oh, all right. Go get it. So, what is this mad forger woman like?
Well, unusual. I think she's going to like you. Hess!
Bessie, so nice to see you.
Milton Cobo, as I live and breathe, you're looking very well. Where have you been all my life, Milton?
Detained, madam, on government business. Most regrettable.
Well, I missed you. You can't meet a decent thief nowadays. They're all gangsters. They have no class. Not like you, Milton. Cream cake.
Oh, no, thank you, Hesse. I have to watch my figure after I was detained.
If I had my way, I would attach electrodes to their little testicles and switch the current on. When they're quite cooked, we would feed them to the crows like we used to, Milton. Good times. We had good times.
Yes.
This current generation, they're all the lowest form of simple villains. Oh, and who are these two lovely girls that you brought me, Milton?
Oh, these are my colleagues, Sharrow May and Alex Angel.
You sure they're not just your play floozies, Milton? I know you.
No, madam, they definitely are not. These are private detectives. Now, please, Hesse, can we focus? I've come here to kindly request that you produce a watercolour. It's a Falaro. Twin stars. Do you know it?
Falaro. I haven't done one of those for many years. It must be going up in value. It's quite small, as I recall. Watercolour? Off-white paper. Spanish school.
Can you do it?
Of course I can do it. Are you questioning my artistic ability, Milton?
No, Hesse, of course not.
5,000 credits.
I don't have 5,000 credits, madam. Perhaps you could do it for me and I'll pay later?
What do you think I am? A bank?
No, I'm sorry. Look, I've just been unavoidably detained. I have few credits to my name, Hesse. I'm asking for a favour. For old time's sake.
Well, okay then. Just this once, for you. But I want a kiss.
Of course, madam. My pleasure.
No, not you. Her.
What?
I'll not do it unless I get a kiss.
Please, Alex. I will owe you.
How sexy. Lovely name, Angel. So biblical. And you have such a Joan of Arc figure, dear. Come here, let me kiss you.
This episode was produced by Melanie Blizzard and written by Melanie Blizzard. The voices you have heard were Barry Howarth playing Stank, David Lomas playing Guard One, Joanne Oliver playing Rudy, Kirsty Chen playing Melanie, Luke O'Neill playing Kobo. Angel in May is produced by a not-for-profit actors group. Any funds contributed via Patreon will be 100% allocated to future products.